93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
All right, let's talk about the 51st Annual Country Music Awards. In addition to great performances last night and awards being given out, there were some very emotional moments, including a tribute to the Las Vegas mass shooting victims. Photos of the 58 people who died were shown during a performance of Softly and Tenderly, and you can hear that it was really difficult for Carrie Underwood, and she almost didn't get through it.
Honestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Aww. I know, it makes me cry.
I don't want to hear this.
He's calling.
I love that old gospel music, too. It always gets to me. The performance was also a tribute to the families of country music singers Troy Gentry, Glenn Campbell, and Don Williams, who died this year. Underwood hosted the ceremony with singer Brad Paisley, and they dedicated the show to all of those that we've lost and to all of those that are still healing.
Las Vegas, Charlottesville, New York, Sutherland Springs, historic storms in Texas, Puerto Rico, and Florida. And the list goes on and on. This has been a year marked by tragedy, impacting countless lives, including so many in our country music family. So tonight, we're gonna do what families do. Come together, pray together, cry together, and sing together too.
Garth Brooks took home Nashville's highest honor, Entertainer of the Year, for the second year in a row.
The most important thing, man, other than God himself, are you, the people that allow us to get to be in the greatest music ever, country music, man. I love you guys. We're a family. Miss Yearwood, I am yours forever.
I love how he always gets in a little something about how much I love you, Trisha. And he actually had to lip sync his performance last night. It was a pre-recorded track because his voice is shot. I mean, 12 shows, 10 days, and no one seems to care. And he admitted it. He's like, yeah, I lip synced. I'm, you know, illness.
You told me this morning. I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's because people know he can sing live.
Yeah.
I mean, he does so many shows. He just needed a break. Chris Stapleton nabbed Male Vocalist of the Year. Miranda Lambert was named Female Vocalist of the Year. All right, switching gears here. More about Kevin Spacey. Now a former news anchor in Boston is accusing him of sexually assaulting her son, and she said that he bought her son lots of drinks in a bar and then groped him.
In July 2016, actor Kevin Spacey has sexually assaulted my son. It happened late night inside the Club Car restaurant and bar on Nantucket Island. My son was not of legal age to drink alcohol. He told Kevin Spacey that he was of legal age. Kevin Spacey bought him drink after drink after drink.
It goes on to get more graphic and detailed. And then it said that I guess Kevin went to the bathroom at one point, and that's when her son just ran, just left and went to his grandmother's house. Meanwhile, Kevin is being recast in a movie that's due to come out next month. He's being replaced by Christopher Plummer in the movie All the Money in the World, which has a scheduled release date of December 22nd. It will also star Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams, and both actors have said they support that change. Terry Crews says that he has filed a police report against that Hollywood executive for alleged sexual assault we talked about earlier when he said that he was at a party and his wife actually witnessed this person grope him. So now he's coming forward and taking legal action. He says that he has empathy for victims of harassment that have remained silent and declined to actually identify the man. And there's a big story that came out yesterday saying that Charlie Sheen sexually abused Corey Haim on the set of the 1986 movie Lucas.
At the time,
Corey was 13, Charlie was 19. Charlie is denying it, but Corey Feldman is saying that it's true, or at least Corey Haim told him it was true. Lin-Manuel Miranda is reprising his role in the Broadway hit Hamilton. I guess I gotta take my son to Puerto Rico. He's doing a limited run in Puerto Rico because he wants to, he said it's always been his dream to take the show there. His parents were both born there, but he also wants to generate some money. You know, he's been trying to raise money ever since the hurricane, and so this is kind of a win-win for everybody.
This is big news, by the way.
Yeah, it's a three-week run. It will begin in January of 2019 at a theater on the University of Puerto Rico's main campus. It's getting ready to tour around, too. Obviously, he's not part of that,
right.
But eventually it's coming here. And he hopes to send a message that Puerto Rico will recover and end up stronger than ever. Reminders tonight, Thursday Night Football, it is Arizona and Seattle, and the 300th episode of Grey's Anatomy. That's your trash.
Mix 93.3 is gearing up for the holidays with the Holiday Hookup. Ho, ho, ho. Correctly guess the price and win it all. To New York City to party with Hailee Steinfeld at her 21st birthday party. Travel in style with a new two-piece luggage set. Sleep in the city that never sleeps in his and her matching PJs. And load up on whatever you want with gift cards to Sunfresh and Target. Plus, just in time for the holidays, get your house cleaned from our friends at The Maids. Here's how to win. Just listen to Mix 93.3 each weekday during the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 to guess how much the Holiday Hookup is worth. Get the exact price right, and you'll win it all.
Whoa! Yes!
But don't worry, we'll help you find out if you're too high or too low. Name the exact price and win it all. The Holiday Hookup, Part 1, all from Mix 93.3.